Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, all right, I had to cut you off because we had to start this break. You're talking about some guy on a scooter?
Dude, saw this video I'm watching right now. It's these kids in a car, and they're videotaping this other kid. And he's on one of those scooters, you know, like, it's obvious not the one you can get from, like, Best Buy. It's probably he made it himself, but
yeah,
it's one of those small stand-up scooters, you know, like the kids ride. He's on the highway going, like, 80, dude, passing cars. You know how dangerous that is?
Yeah, it's
speed wobbles due to 80 on a little scooter.
You're done.
94.
You're a wet spot on the road at that point.
You are done.
You're done, son.
Yeah. Hey, you know, he didn't crash in the video, though. He's flying.
Yeah, they cut that part out. Yeah, don't worry. Where his little, that little 4-inch tire just flew off in a fireball and he wiped out. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, it is. It's a tiny little tire. Two tiny little tires.
Well, anyway, Hunter, why don't you go ride a scooter in traffic and I'll just...
My bike don't go that fast.
Oh, God. All right. We got to get to it. Your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Did you like that?
What was that?
That's the keyboard.
What was that?
It's a keyboard.
Like you're going to go visit them, right?
Like I'm typing up pumpthatseptic.com. Enhance. Pump that septic.
A terrible keyboard.
That was very good. It was very good. You shut the hell up. You wouldn't know a good keyboard
sound. Here's my keyboard. I got a keyboard. Ready?
Mine was way better. Mine sounded exactly... Okay, hold on. Do your keyboard right now.
Okay.
Same thing. Same exact sound. Same exact sound. Enhance. Anyway, we got to move on. We got to do this. Hey, real quick, big happy birthday to Kim Kardashian. She turns 41. Her ass, however, only turns 18. Little age gap there.
18 yet?
Her ass is officially. Big ass. Big ass on that broad. Also, Bitcoin has surged above 66,000 for the first time. And I don't know what that means, Hunter. I don't know what any of the bit. What has surged? Has the stock price surged? Is the overall worth of Bitcoin? Is there like 66,000 Bitcoins? This doesn't make sense to me. And I'm tired of people trying to make it a thing.
Here's the thing. You go to the party, right? You got a couple buddies who are into Bitcoin. And dude, they seem to be doing quite all right. But you get to the party and the two kids start talking about the Bitcoin. You kind of listen and you're like, all right. Then you like intervene and ask, well, but what was that you just said? And how's that work? Don't do that. That's like 4 hours of conversation right there. And you still leave confused.
That's what bothers me about this being a thing is that if you can't easily explain it, it doesn't like, okay.
To me, it's like there's confusion for a reason.
There shouldn't be.
Maybe it's money, right?
Like, I know,
thing. Like,
hey, if I give you a dollar, you are now a dollar richer. But if you tell me, oh, no, I was mining for Bitcoin online, that's not a thing. It makes my head hurt. And I think there's just people trying.
The value of it fluctuates,
I
right?
I don't get it. I don't understand.
Yeah, I do. Here's one thing that I do know about it is this happened to one of my buddies is he made a lot of money. Was really happy, really excited, and then all of that money one day just left.
See, that's okay. So there,
I couldn't deal with that,
yeah,
dude.
No, I don't get it. Bitcoin don't make sense. Brock don't like it. I just would rather until strippers start taking Bitcoin, I'm not on board. Okay, that's it. That's it.
It's like making a lot of money, or like walking out of your job with a paycheck, right? Yeah, nice. And then somebody steals it.
Yeah, right there. But like a stripper does. That's exactly what happens. Lastly, we'll end with this. Hunter, you're going to love this. It's fingerling it. That's right.
I do like, you love me some KFC.
So apparently during the, not apparently, it happened. During the pandemic, they got rid of the finger licking good slogan because when there's a pandemic going on, you don't want to tell people to lick their fingers. That's like, hey, let's not do that right now. Mm-hmm. But because things are starting to get a little better, all right, vaccines come or whatever, they're bringing back finger licking good. If you're excited about things being finger licking good again, I love that sauce. Yeah,
and the KFC sauce that's there right now isn't the same. It's not the finger licking good in a different package. It's not. Yeah, Trust me on this.
I think it is. I think you just.
I talked to the lady. Hear me out.
Oh, you talked to the lady at KFC?
I did.
Unless you talk to the ghost of the colonel himself, it doesn't matter.
It might have been him reincarnated. So hear me out. So I pull up to the window and I'm like, hey, you got any finger licking back there by chance? You know, like some, like you might
have stored. You can't say that right now, sir.
She looked at me in fright, first of all. I'm like, oh, you can't say that. And then she kind of leans out of the window and she's like, hey, come here. She's like, I got KFC sauce. She's like, it's not the same. It's not the same. But that finger licking sauce is coming back. We had to get rid of it because the old COVID thing, it made people lick their fingers and can't be doing that. She's like, it's coming back. So she knows. She knew what she was talking about. She knew it was coming back.
I think this lady saw that dumb look on your face. Like, I'm going to have a little fun. I'm bored on my shift, and I'm gonna mess with this guy who obviously. No,
and then she gave me one of those, you know, and winked.
Yeah, little nudge on the shoulder. Hey, right?
Thanks, like, lady. Thank you.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Hunter has it on good authority from the lady at the KFC. That
I got a good source. I got a great source, dude.
you're an idiot. All right. So what do we got? Kim K's 41 and her ass is 18. Bitcoin don't make sense and KFC finger licking good. All right, that is your morning dump by there, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back. More of the